Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Well, this is day two, and it is about 8 o'clock p.m. We have watched all day long this impeachment hearing, but I haven't walked away with anything new. Do you see something?
No, there's nothing new. They tried to sneak in some lies, some new lies, some new insults. And they tried to sneak in Lev Parnas and the idea that is all over the mainstream media that a crime was committed. They finally found the crime, but the Senate won't let them bring the crime up. And they have the witnesses, and they have the crime now that the Government Accountability Office has said that Trump did it wrong. No, he didn't do it wrong, and you'd have to go to court to prove that. But anyway, so we left last night before it went on until 1:45 a.m. this morning, and we predicted what would basically happen, and this is what we predicted. We predicted that out of the 50 amendments, that it looked as if Mitch McConnell was letting them just run the wind out of their sails, just get that hot air out of those airbags of those House managers, because they started presenting their case as if it was going to be the only time anyone listened. Well, I guess it's true, because today it's the same old garbage, exactly as we told you. We told you that they would run the same exact scenarios, same slides, same everything. All it is, it's written a little bit differently, but that's the same exact content without some of the crazy, wild, exaggerations that they added, because they were just basically speaking to their opinion and argue or the debate on the question of an amendment. So late in the efforts yesterday into this morning's 1:45 a.m., basically Mitch McConnell didn't stop them from giving their hour presentation on each one of the silly amendments. Now, one of the amendments, once they got past that and they found that they did not get the support on anything up to that, and that they got, you know, a half a support from one stupid senator, Republican senator, and basically that was just because she liked the issue. So after that, when they could find absolutely no interest on the Republican side to do the trial over, get a do-over, you know, because Schiff wanted to do a do-over because he didn't do it right, and basically that's all I heard in the first day was the House managers, the Abbott and Costello team of Schiff and Nadler, did nothing more than present the same exact things they presented in their little domains in the House, in the Intelligence Committee, and in the Judicial Committee, and in essence made their case, I think, even worse. And then they come back today, because why? Late in the process yesterday at 1:45, they voted to pass the resolution as it stands without any of the stupid amendments. In other words, pass the resolution that Schumer already agreed to, and basically every vote also should have been added, and ignore the nonsense that Schumer is presenting now. Because Schumer knew this was just a way to stage the first presentations, because no one will watch it after the first day, because after the first day, and they saw what the House has to present, which is nothing, no crime, no content, no anything, no witnesses, no material fact witnesses, no firsthand witnesses, nothing, absolutely nothing on the first day, no one's going to watch it after that. We predicted that. No one's watching it today. They all have it turned off. Even the news pundits are talking over the top of anything the Democrats are saying, because they're not saying anything. So,
well, because they don't want to lose viewers, so they have to start talking to keep the narrative going. Yeah,
and that's why they're coming out with Lev Parnas at the very last second, who has all this evidence and it must be admitted, and this shows that we must call witnesses, we must get there's documents. They know these documents. These are all accusations. They are the stupidest things. They are exactly. Oh wait. If you took the content of what was presented yesterday from the Democrats, and if you took the Christopher Steele dossier and you put them side by side, they're the same thing. And we got to see today that Schiff, when he had, you know, so many hours, 24 hours to present his case and he has nothing to say, he gives these long-winded stories, you know, written by some Hollywood bad screenwriters to try to convince you that this is something patriotic and the Founding Fathers and blah, 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 when there's no content in anything that he's saying except in innuendos, insinuations, casting of aspersions, as I said before again and again. Complete lies, complete nonsense, and boring. And no content, so there's nothing to really rebut. So when you're innocent, and they have to prove you're guilty, and they have nothing, what are you going to do with 24 hours?
Well, they're just running out the clock. So when they start tomorrow, if they, I assume that at some point they'll stop late this evening or early in the morning. But when they resume again, do the Democrats continue to talk until they get the full 24 hours?
Yes.
Okay, and then we'll listen to the other side.
For 24 hours.
Yes. Now, will this be an opportunity that they can bring out some spice, you know, to liven things up? Like bring Jim Jordan. Jim, you could even wear a suit, you know, or a jacket. He doesn't have to go there like a wrestler, but that's what we need.
I think he should go there in a wrestling outfit and just call out Nadler and pin that bullfrog.
I mean, would love to see it because Jim Jordan knows the narrative. He doesn't need to read the script. He's good. He's fast. And he's the new energy of the Republican Party.
The only thing happening here is, believe it or not, you're not going to believe this, but it's the truth, and I love it when people read me things that people write and say, well, he was right again. Well, do you understand that Adam Schiff is doing nothing more than trying to become Pelosi's replacement? He is basically putting forth his bid in his crazy psychotic mind that has nothing to do with reality, that he, when the Democrats take the Senate and the House and through impeachment get rid of Trump, that he will be the head of the House. Only two steps away from the presidency, and he just helped put Pelosi into the presidency through a coup of a current president. Remember, what they're trying to do is very simple. If there was an impeachment crime, okay, it would have a punishment now, wouldn't it? Since there is no crime, there is no punishment. So even if they won the vote for impeachment, there would be no consequences because there's not even a civil crime. There's nothing. So what are they trying to add to this? And they've been trying to add now for some time since they said that they're sending over the articles of impeachment is they want to make certain, and it slipped out through AOC and her idiots, that all they want to say, we want to impeach him, but there has to be a clause. The clause is that he cannot run in 2020. Because why? You can be impeached like Bill Clinton and it doesn't matter at all. And you can be acquitted long after the fact because of political maneuverings, just like what happened with Bill Clinton. And you don't even lose your popularity standard. And they could literally impeach Trump. He could run again and he'd win again. So they're trying to say that they not only want to get rid of Trump, but make sure that he can't run in 2020, but also make sure that Pence goes down at the same time. So they can't wait till 2020 because they, even if they knock Trump out, they're afraid that MAGA CAG would continue and that they still couldn't stand against it. So what are they trying to do? Literally right now, before the election, take over the White House by putting Nancy Pelosi into the White House. I know that sounds insane, but it sounded insane when we told you that, don't worry, Hillary's already basically thrown her hat into the arena. And now we hear her making these remarks about she will support whoever is nominated from the floor of the Democratic National Committee. That will be her in the second round after a brokered fake first round when there's a tie. Because after that, it's anybody's guess what happens. So she can't run against Trump because she can't run a campaign. She can't run. She can't barely walk. you know, that she's a side of beef they were throwing into her Metavan, you know, when she tried to run the last time. She barely was able to.
But the Bernie supporters are going to be very upset if this happens to them again. Very upset. And so much so that they will sit, they will not even go and vote. So that helps Trump.
Oh, yes. So what this impeachment is doing is it's showing us who these people are, especially the senators, as they are. They can't take it. I told you. They won't be able to take it. And I said, if Mitch McConnell doesn't start objecting to some of the nonsense that was being presented in the hour-long presentation from the Democrats for every amendment, that he would get them so softened up that he will slip in anything he wants. And that's what he did at 1:45 a.m. when many, many decisions are made in our Congress and not only the federal, but throughout our states. It's trick politicians use all the time. So they, when everyone was all softened up, they said, okay, we'll go with you, Mitch. We'll go with your initial resolution because there's 40 more amendments that we will have to handle, which means 40 more hours of hearing the same old junk we already heard. Now, here's what's insane to me, that on the sideline, now, I'm sorry, I haven't heard anybody address this, but I'm just going to tell you point blank. I'm not a lawyer, but it's very obvious that John Roberts did not do his job and he needs to be impeached. First off, he needs to recuse himself because of his connections to all of these things. Second off, he's allowing jurors to go speak to the press on their break.
Yeah, Schumer's out there talking to the press.
That's called jury tampering because the jury now can be affected by what they state to their own constituencies and to the public and get the feedback in between these meetings. So they're not making a decision themselves. They're making it for public feedback. In other words, they can't be jurors. Every single one that speaks to the public. Have you ever heard of a juror who gets to go speak to the public during the trial? There's no such thing. So John Roberts is an idiot. I'm sorry. My determination from what I've seen today and what I saw yesterday and what I've already said about him, he's an idiot. And it's absolutely sad that the best of the Democrats' attempt, the demon rats' best friggin' attempt, is what we're seeing, which is the worst pathetic propaganda as an excuse for justice and the made-up feelings and sentiments of disgust and disregard basically for the whole, for Trump himself and for hatred for Trump. These are anti-Trumpers. And all we're seeing is Trump derangement syndrome right in front of us. These people should have ambulances pull right up and take them straight to the hospital and they should get some medication for it. Because every single thing they said so far is a lie. It is predicated upon lies, or it is a lie, or it is stated as a basic outright lie. And so the only excitement we got was when John Roberts woke up from his dreamy whatever he's in. And I loved it. One of the people who said that he had worked with John Roberts said, this is one of the most forceful things he's ever heard John Roberts say. It was one of the weakest, pathetic, mealy-mouth, mousy, non-dominant, I'm not in charge, I do what people tell me to do attitude when he spoke to the Trump's lawyer and told him, be careful, remember where you are. And the press treated that as the highest moment so far in the entire thing. And then he had to speak, and then he referred to Nadler. Because Nadler had insulted everyone there, calling John Roberts insulting, you can't do this, it's against the law, they're supposed to be have objections.
Oh,
and
please, we are so beyond, this is against the law.
But this
Nobody, who is going to hold who responsible?
That's the whole point. These are members of the
House. This is just the Wild Wild West anymore.
These are the members of the House speaking in the Senate, and White House representatives speaking in the Senate. The decorum they have to follow, they didn't make the only decorum they have to follow is what was in the rules, and the rules said you have to be civil. It did not give all state that they could not state that Jerry Nadler was simply telling. He never used the word lies. He said, first off, he insulted all of them, because Nadler did. He said that they were all part of a cover-up. He said that they were all basically, in the end, like, if you include what was said today, I'll just put Abbott and Costello's statements. But the part that, you know, was considered to be a little bit out of line was when they basically calmly said, Adam Schiff, the things you have said have not been true. They have been misrepresentations. They have been... They never even used the word misinformation. They never went that far. And with Nadler, they basically said, you've insulted everyone. You need to apologize to the American public, to the president, for the lies you just told about the president, for the accusations, the false accusations, the aspersions, so on and so forth. And if you would listen, that's what you did here, because Jerry Nadler is a vile creature that came out from underneath some rock somewhere. He mated with some kind of reptilian being, because he is not a human being. Just look at him and look at the anger he has and the fake anger that he can continue to fake. He, like Bernie Sanders, with Bernie Sanders' fake anger, right? What did that get him? A heart attack. When these politicians try to play out their roles, and when their roles change all the time, when they go from opposite extremes, 180 degrees opposed to what they said before, and we're supposed to believe them because they're irate when they say it, when Adam Schiff's eyes bug out and his neck gets long and he looks shifty from left to right, that means we're supposed to believe him? No. This is a scam. This is scallywags and carpetbaggers who basically, when those terms were used, literally did go out and murder people in the South during the Reconstruction, especially if they happened to be African Americans. This is a racist attack upon nationalism and patriots. These are globalists. We have to consider them to be a different species than a true American. These are not citizens any longer when they're conducting sedition in front of our eyes. And that's what we're seeing. So there's nothing to report on, folks.